Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, I'm back. You knew I couldn't stay away. It's in my blood. This is what I'm good at. This is what I'm meant to do. Check it.
Back in the lab again, back on the road. Crack spit on tracks when I rap, shit is so. Oh, they gonna love it, but they bugging when I speak. So run and tell your cousins, get your budgets when I leak. Back to the pen, pen, paper to the pad. Tracks so authentic, it's the haters getting mad. Back to the music like a user needed bad. Never could kick the habit, I'm an addict for the lab. Words turn to verbs, verbs burst through the mics. Mics like when I write, cause I like when I write. Back to the rhythm, living, can I get a rhyme? Plus a line, it'll kill them every time I spit, I shine. Back to the booth, goosebumps give me chills. I'm the truth from the loops, oops, scoops with the skills. Soundproof on the wall gives me the peace of mind. Like it's me and my rhymes, ain't nothing but some time. This is my life, and I'm doing what I please. I'ma write these lines, I'ma spit these freeze. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. This is hip-hop, it's the essence of my soul. The reason that I'm here, the reason that I go. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. Back in the studio, back on the grind. I'm living every minute trying to nurse another line. Does this rhyme with that? No, it doesn't give a scratch. Add this instead of that, now you got another track. Back in the backstage, waiting to perform. Working on the words, words waiting to be born. Worn from the storm of fans, waiting for your turn. Freeing in my head, that's the cry for the storm. Back in the battle, raps, tracks like my scars. And my raps like the battle axe, rap for the stars. Every word is ammunition, and I'm spitting, hitting hard. Written, kicking, vicious system, sticking. Rippers pick apart. Sacrifice is my ambition and my reason on this earth. Grab a mic, it's my religion, and the beat is my church. Verses are my sermons, and my service is a prayer. And my prayers are getting answered every day that I'm here. This is my life, and I'm doing what I please. I'ma write these lines, I'ma spit these freeze. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. This is hip hop, it's the essence of my soul. The reason that I'm here, the reason that I go. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. Back for the fans, fam, damn, I never leave. Back for the late nights, right until I sleep. Back for the line that I never got to write, because I didn't have a pen when it came into my sight. Back for the pen, back for the pad, and I'm back for every opportunity I never had. Back for the gift that I will never waste, or mistakes that I take to the grave when I break. Back for the squad, back for the fam. Back for cardiac, tragic in the camp. Back for Stitch Magic, rhythm in the fam. And every fan that believed in me, I never gave a chance. Back for the love, for the craft that I hold. For the fire that's within and the ice that is cold. Back for my boys, and I'm back for their life. And I'm back for a promise that I made to my wife. This is my life, and I'm doing what I please. I'ma write these lines, I'ma spit these freeze. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. This is hip-hop, it's the essence of my soul. The reason that I'm here, the reason that I go. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all.
Alrighty, it's Shelly Nunchuk from the Shelly Nunchuk Show with two little furball co-hosts, Jackie Chan Kitty. I've been having a little technical difficulties here today, so I'm actually playing the show a little bit later. And I don't know if my dual phone jack from my headset is working. It sounds like it's working. Okay, put that back on mute. Anyway, I'm so excited. Next week on Ninja Sunday, I will be having Angelo Garcia from the band from a long time ago, Menudo. He was 13 years old at the time, and he's all grown up, and he will be on my show next week, and I will be playing one of his songs today. So to start off with, I just want to start off with the promo. I'm opening this up right now about the Savage Joy Foundation. Okay, let me bring this up and the description. I always read it anyway on here, but let me go to where it says the, I believe, the long description is what I read. Well, one of them I actually do. The Sarah Joy Foundation is our way of honoring Sarah Joy, who passed away from cancer at 32 years of age, leaving behind two small boys and her husband, Eric. Through this foundation, our vision is to create a way to help families and cancer patients enjoy their life as much as they can. Sarah, last year, did more traveling and activities than most people do in a lifetime. She went jet skiing, parasailing, hiking, golfing, saw every beach on the East Coast. The list goes on and on. She did all this while being told she was too sick to even get out of bed. too many families make their lives a hospital bed and for four walls, sorry, hospital bed and four walls because of this illness, and that for Sarah was never an option. Through raising money, we would like to offer other families the same joy that Sarah and we had before she passed. And it's amazing what a day at a spa could do or a roller coaster ride with your kids. Having cancer does not mean death, and people shouldn't mourn someone while they are alive. Enjoy life, love the summer breeze, the winter snow, the leaves in the fall, or the flowers in the spring. We will be organizing fundraisers of all kinds, shapes, and sizes. So any donations will be greatly appreciated. If you want to check it out on Facebook, it's the Sarah Joy Foundation. So today I don't have a scheduled guest, but I once again will have a guest next week on the show. There's no studio here. And actually, talk if anybody likes to call in, chit-chat, talk about your dreams. The telephone number is 347-989-1473. Once again, this telephone number is 347-989-1473. I think I need a little bit more copy. Let's see. I'm looking to see what who I want to play right now. I will be playing. Cindy Kodiak. Let's see. I can find his picture. I usually post. Plan. Can never spell his name right. I should definitely. Kodiak. Song featuring Laura Lee, Unbreakable. So I'm going to put that. Let's see. Where is it? So I just posted that to my page here. And where is it now? Okay. Here's Kodiak featuring Laura Lee, Unbreakable. And that's for people that you have dreams and such. So just to let you know, you are unbreakable. I'm going to play that, and I'll be back.
I'm unbreakable. Can't break what's broken. Gonna shoot the stars. The sunroof's open. Let it shine on me. Let
can't
it rain on down.
Broken.
I'm on my
yeah.
way. You hear that sound.
Can't stop my vibe. I'm on that new shit. Wanna rule the world. Gonna run out to time to get out of my home. All I hear is blah blah. All these people talking. Wanna see me fall. Wanna see me nodding. No more magazine pages. No more headline stages. You must got it all twisted. I'm just happy to be here.
Deep. Now I'm in the knowing this even
Unbreakable by Kadia featuring Laura Lee. And of course, as I'm trying to post something here, my computer goes a little crazy. So I'm trying to post the link to someone's wall here. Let's see. Now we're going to be slow. Jeez. Really? 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 Oh boy. I got to go back to my Facebook wall. Let's see. I'm just trying to type this up. It's like running slow. Maybe my computer needs coffee. Okay. I'm going to post this. Okay. Let's see. Four. Call this number. Anybody that does want to call in is 347-989-1473. So next up, I will be playing a song here. Let's see, to start off by Crosby Tatum. And the whole process of the studio here actually was able to be in a video for Theo. Lazen Cat, that day was just so much fun. So here I go, playing Theo by Lazen Cat. And I'll be back.
Yeah, Laz Ritz. Caterpie, Miss Smith and Envy, for little 9 y'all, yeah, check this out, yeah, Triceptus Studios, haha, check it, yeah, yeah, yo, chillin' in the club, toasting it up, having some fun, just enjoying the love, I saw you walking by looking all upset, that was a cue for me, just the end of the set, to take you from your low, bring you to your high, tell you positive things like how you so fly. After the club, meet me at the ride. We'll go to the beach, count the stars in the sky. In the meantime, tell me about your 9. You're the finest thing that's dressing all wide. Clothes you got on is a major turn on. Me looking at your mind is an instant hard on. Yeah, God, it's the way how you touching me. Sending me a vibe right through my body. You're so attractive and I'm so addictive. Yeah, that's something different, I'm dying to get with it.
I like the way you always pushing on me. Ooh, I like the way you put chills on my body. Ooh, I like the way you always on my mind. Ooh, I like the way how you do it every time.
Time player, used to chew girls up like now and later. Used to have 10 shorties all up in the jazz. Used to bang them all out like they never really had. I was going buck wild, I really didn't care. Had the blinged up loops plus the lined up hair. So fresh, so clean, y'all can help to stare. Living like Liberace with rockets to spare. Till I saw you, you opened up my eyes. The way you showed me love, it was definitely a surprise. Never ever met a girl who kept it so right. Never ever met a girl who matched my left or right. Now it's just me and you, let's play one on one. What we playing for, she said, I said for your heart. Accept the invitation, let's have some fun. From the nighttime sky to the early morning sunlight.
How can I approach you on this? You make my whole heart to flip. When you're near me, I get chills. Without you around, I'm going ill. I'd probably die if you were mine. Book you for murder, you're a crime. Looking in your eyes, I feel I'm fine. But do this now, don't waste no time. Ha, 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 ooh, ah. You just make me feel, feel. Ooh.
One time. Yo, it's like life back in 93, sitting in place. All up in your face, yeah. Yo, cat, so drop the beat, okay. Yo, back in 93, I was sitting in place. A young cat dude all up in your face. Rocking Patrick Ewing kicks with the joints on the sleeve. A pair of thick specs with demeanor, that's me. Now it's 2K13 and I got a little swag. Doing big things, so you know I got to brag. Got designer suits with the Jacobs on the wrist. Below the DJ Henry band, the face patent fixed in, yeah. You know I got it going on. Looking like a phenomenon. You say you want a fact, like I'm Dawes Effect. With a booming type beat, get you checked into the neck. Now you know, I got it all down in place. Now I just need to fill this empty space. Went around the way, girl, a down shorty girl. A girl that can make my world bigger than the world, that's word.
You are that girl I've been looking for.
You hit the floor. It's all good in the hood, cause you know we about to blow. Now, girl, you know that I got your back. Anything that's left, yo, that's wicked, wicked whack. Cause you're the one for me, the star on my team. The girl that I'm looking for, the only one for me, and that's word.
You are that girl I've been looking for.
Pleasure, my eyes get to see you. Dibble in this place, pearly whites across her face. Body straight lace, running apple bottom waist. I probably get a drink and converse. Your body's rich, but I'm trying to see what your mind's worth. Trust, love, I ain't playing games with your heart. I'm beyond the backstreets, I want to love you from the start. Want to reach new heights, the one who is possible. Redefine love to those who find it impossible. I'm trying to turn your grin into a smile. Stretch out these few steps and then stretch them to a mile. I'm talking about a dinner for two, rendezvous, top of the hub, downline view, cause baby, you a star in my eyes, I think I find the girl in my dreams, surprise, surprise.
Now let me tell you the story about this cool outcast, they call him Caterpie, the one over the track. He's a down cool brother, he count his number, and he's just getting started, getting bread in the butter now. Shorty, if you're looking for a dude to be down, every moment, every second, he'll be around, cause he'll always have your back, no matter the attack, cause baby, you're that girl, and you know that's a fact, and that's word.
Another new song today, but up next, all the way from New Zealand, and I had Rick Zidham on my show, I think it was last Wednesday, so here is Rick Zidham and his band Ancient Sage with Shine On Me. I'll be back.
Shine on me. Straight out of the 1920s, a goddess of the silver era.
before we were introduced. You gotta walk this way and tell me the same.
Shine on me. Gotta shine.
There was Ancient Sage with my friend Rick Didham, who was actually on my show last week, all the way from New Zealand. So up next, I'm going to be playing the song Inspiration by a film brother, Jay Janone. He's out there doing his thing. You probably can catch him in Black Mass, which stars Johnny Depp. I don't know when it's actually going to be released. He actually, I think, is going to be the inspector that takes down Whitey Bulger in the movie Black Mass. So here we are, playing us on Inspiration. I'll be back.
Hip hop saved my life when I was a wreck. It told me to take the noose off my neck. Taught me respect, hustle, collect a check. Just a young prospect with the perfect intellect. The object to control my fate and bring it to you raw with no debate. I dealt with the hate, so I have no fear. I roll through you pussies like a pap smear. I'm a reservoir dog, I'll take you right here. So come on with that, get the fuck out of here. Beware, I swear, I'm ready, no lie. When it come to rap, I'm ready to die. I'm ready to fly, but I'm hungry as hell. And I always got the streets if this record don't sell. So come on, God, keep blessing me. In my heart, the rap game is my destiny. I think better when the pressure's on, and I'm broke as a joke, facing a storm. I work harder in my room, depressed with this eviction notice, facing homelessness. I'm at my best right after I fail, and the judge tells me I gotta go back to jail. I'm real when I say rap's why I live, and the only other reason is for my kids. What's a hot track without a dope beat? It's like death row without the DRE. What would rap be without Snoop and Nas spitting the truth over 16 bars? What would rap be like without the game? 50 and M, it wouldn't be the same. Where would rap be at without Park and Q? Half of us gangsters wouldn't have shit to do, man. I love hip hop, it's taking me places. The game never changes, only the faces. The race is defined, you can place in time. Success is hard to find, what can happen if you grind? I'ma eat off rhyme, my time to shine. No more sideline, I'm out to get mine. I'm not from Compton, I grew up on Slauson, but rap is in my heart from South Central to Boston. I think better when the pressure's on, and I'm broke as a joke, facing a storm. I work harder in my room, depressed with this eviction notice, facing homelessness. I'm at my best right after I fail, and the judge tells me I gotta go back to jail. I'm real when I say rap's why I live, and the only other reason is for my kids. The pressure's obsessive, compulsive disorder. I rap for my daughter to have running water. My son's in my mind when I rhyme to my recorder. I'm kinda sorta very lucky, I think, cause real hustlers like me are a stink. All I need is some ink to tell you what I think. Half these rappers talk shit and their breath is stink. Man, they rinky dink with no street cred. Try to step to me, I'll put your ass to bed. I rep the dead, lost dad when I was 10. Got two kids and plan to be around for them. So I do what I do and I won't ever stop. There's only chosen few who rise to the top. Some rise, some flop, some stand tall, but the bigger they are, the harder they fall. I think better when the pressure's on, and I'm broke as a joke, facing a storm. I work harder in my room, depressed with this eviction notice, facing homelessness. I'm at my best right after I fail, and a judge tells me I gotta go back to jail. I'm real when I say rap's why I live, and the only other reason is for my kids.
That was by my film brother. Very inspirational to me. That was his song Inspirational by Jay Giannone. And you can check him out in the upcoming film with Johnny Depp, Black Mass. So I wanted to try to see what song I'm trying to find. I did just download. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a new song for today, which is the reason why I was a little bit tech-tarded today, but was able to download it in time for 12:30 live. So I apologize once again. It's Delusions of Grandeur. What I've gotten from what this song is about, it's for all artists and dreamers who have dreams and goals in their life. And it actually goes out to the people who actually, I guess, don't believe in people's dreams and put them down, and people rise it up to do their dreams. So this is by Angelo Garcia, who actually was from the group Menudo. And this was back in the 80s, and he was actually the 13-year-old, a very young man, who is now all grown up, and he will be a guest on my show, 12 p.m. Standard Eastern Time, so I'm very excited about that. So today, brand new song. I have no scheduled guest for today, but here we go. It's actually a very fun song, so hopefully I did download it right, and no problem, so here we go.
Of God. so. It's time for me to let you go.
You thought that I was weak, but I am strong. You thought that I was crumbled, you were wrong. You filled my mind with mockery and banter. Delusions of grandeur. You gathered after danger.
Balboa. They're just being so sweet today. I'm so happy to have them in my presence. What way more, I mean, I know it's nice outside, but I am loving the show right now because you can be in your pajamas, you can chill out if I need a pee break, and they're just here by my side. I just love it. And they're purring up a storm. What? I mean, come on now. Well, you know, it is a dream job where I know I will be upgrading the show. Hopefully within the next couple of months to a bigger show. So I'll be happy, 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 happy. And I'm petting the little kitties right now. I'm just so happy. So thank you, Mountain. People can't see it on the radio, but he's talking in the chat room. I do have a chat room popped up. And of course, this is radio. No one can see what's going on. I could be running around in my underwear. No one would see that. Not really running around in my underwear, but you get the point. It's very, you know, very laid back, and I'm so excited about doing the show. I've been almost doing it for 3 years. And as of August 1st, I'll be doing it for 3 years. So I'm just, you know, I mean, how many people in this world can actually say they go to a job which is really, you know, something that they love doing and get paid for it, which I'm working on, you know? And I think really what happens in society, we're so programmed that into our minds and drilled into it. If you have a dream, it's not conventional or convenient to work on the dream to have it become your job and get paid for it, where I think society's got a program of so much in our minds that you have to have this certain stable job for a roof over your head. I'd rather try to work on to getting a dream job, which it is paying off, and going through everything that I did, I would never, ever want to, you know, change anything from my past. Like, what is that thing is, if you go back in the past, I forget what it's from, but they talk about if you go back in the past, don't step on any butterflies or something like that in the past, like if you're time traveling because it could change something in the future. Well, I would never go back to my past and change anything because I would believe I would not be the woman that I am today. I would not be doing the radio show. I probably wouldn't be sitting here. Truth be told, don't want to, you know, what? Mom mentions I'm cracking up. So I'm here. What? I'm not like farting or pooping my pants or anything. Even though I mentioned the word poop or crap, and people get a big kick out of that. I don't know. That raises listeners every time I mention the word poop or crap. I don't know why. I think I'm going to type that. I should type that. I'm also playing some songs on here. Let's see. What didn't I play some? Of course, the Angela song I'm going to play a couple of times, so I have to tag this person. Let's see. Where is it? Let's see. I can't find it. Let's see, Kevin. Let's see. I've got to find just song with all my time. I gotta make sure I'm doing that right. Posting it. What am I gonna pee again? I don't know what it is. I think every time I get so excited, I should put on some Depends or something, some adult underwear. Let's see. Playing. Let's see. All my time. By, I'm gonna make sure it spells me right. Kevin Tejad. I think I spelled his name because he called in before. So I'm playing all past artists, their music. So I'm playing All My Time by Kevin Tejon, and here's the song, and I'll be back.
Clothes, I'll take you higher. Baby, just so you know, I'm a rider. even if I'm on the road. You know I'm thinking about you till I fly back home. I'm telling you I wanna be the
kind of guy
that I always wanna be there for you.
Tonight.
Go through the stormiest weather just so we can be together.
If I can fly, if I can fly, I spread my wings out and take off in the sky.
Let you hold my hand, I will let you go almost anywhere if you wanna go far. Cloud nine, only for the night, you look good and I wanna make you mine, but about time, I gotta catch a flight, I hate to say it, baby girl, but your time's up,
time's up.
I guess you out of luck, girl. I'll be back
and we can travel the world.
Cause baby, you ain't gotta worry about a thing. I can put you under my wings.
If I can fly, if I can fly,
and he is the young man who I open up my show with, and it's actually the young man who's part of the Sarah Joy Foundation, and I'm posting as I'm speaking right now. And his wife had passed away to terminal cancer, and that's why the Sarah Joy Foundation was founded. And it's Eric, I put a picture of him and his young sons, and Sarah Joy, who I read the promo in the front of my show in the beginning. If anyone wants to check out the Sarah Joy Foundation, please feel free to do so. Any donations would be greatly appreciated. Now, the Sarah Joy Foundation is not to claim that anybody can cure anything, but to help anybody dealing with terminal cancer for social outings, help pay bills and such. So if you want to check that out, please feel free to do so. Any donations would be greatly appreciated. The best thing about the Sarah Joy Foundation, we actually know where the money's going to. So if you do want to invest in a foundation, in a charity, and you want to know where your money's actually going to, it's going to a worthy cause to help families dealing with terminal cancer. So please do check out the Sarah Joy Foundation. And once again, this is Eric with actually the Blood Sacrifice, and it's back to y'all, and I'll be back.
Yo, I'm back. You knew I couldn't stay away. It's in my blood. This is what I'm good at. This is what I'm meant to do. Check it.
Back in the lab again, back on the road. Crack fit on tracks when I rap, shit is so. Oh, they gonna love it, but they bugging when I speak. So run and tell your cousins, get your budgets when I leak. Back to the pen, pen, paper to the pad. Tracks so authentic, it's the haters getting mad. Back to the music like a user need a pad. Never could have kicked a habit, I'm an addict for the lab. Words turn to verbs, verbs burst through the mics. Mics like when I write, cause I light when I write. Back to the rhythm, living, can I get a rhyme? Put some line, it'll kill them every time I spit, I shine. Back to the booth, goosebumps give me chills. I'm the truth from the loops, oops, scoops with the skills. Soundproof on the wall gives me the peace of mind. Like it's me and my rhymes, ain't nothing but some time. This is my life, and I'm doing what I please. I'ma write these lines, I'ma spit these frees. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. This is hip-hop, it's the essence of my soul. The reason that I'm here, the reason that I go. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. Back in the studio, back on the grind. I'm living every
every minute trying to nurse another line. Does this rhyme with that? No, it doesn't give a scratch. Add this instead of that, now you got another track. Back in the backstage waiting to perform, working on the words, words waiting to be born. Warm from the swarm of fans waiting for your turn. Freeing in my head, that's the cry for the storm. Back in the battle, raps tracks like my scars, and my raps like the battle axe, rap for the stars. Every word is ammunition and I'm spitting, hitting hard. Written, kicking, vicious system, sticking rippers, pick apart. Sacrifice is my ambition and my reason on this earth. Grab a mic, it's my religion and the beat is my church. Verses are my sermons and my service is a prayer, and my prayers are getting answered every day that I'm here. This is my life and I'm doing what I please. I'ma write these lines, I'ma spit these freeze. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. This is hip-hop, it's the essence of my soul. The reason that I'm here, the reason that I go. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. Back for the fans, fam, damn, I never leave. Back for the late nights, writing till I sleep. Back for the line that I never got to write, because I didn't have a pen when it came into my sight. Back for the pen, back for the pad, and I'm back for every opportunity I never had. Back for the gift that I will never waste, or mistakes that I take to the grave when I break. Back for the squad, back for the fam, back for cardiac, tragic in the camp. Back for Stitcher Magic, wisdom in the fam, and every fan that believed in me, I never gave a chance. Back for the love, for the craft that I hold, for the fire that's within and the ice that is cold. Back for my boys and I'm back for their life, and I'm back for a promise that I made to my wife. This is my life and I'm doing what I please. I'ma write these lines, I'ma spit these freeze. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. This is hip-hop, it's the essence of my soul. The reason that I'm here, the reason that I go. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all.
Alrighty, and I'm back. I'm doing a couple of things here, you know, posting on my Facebook, and I think I mostly played, I think, all the music in here, and that's what I do when I don't have a guest. So, yeah, I play all the music, and I have to go pee again. I don't know what it is. Every time I get so excited, I just, like, gotta pee. So I think I'm going to start buying the pens. Really seriously? Pain in the neck to have to keep running to the bathroom, but good, because on the radio show, no one can see what the heck you're doing. Oh, sorry. I'm just so silly. I know this week is going to be just an awesome week coming up, and I just cannot wait. Let's see. Something, I'm going to have to test my microphone. Something's going on, so let me test this. I think I have to get another dual phone jack for my mic. So let's see. Alright, sounds fine to me. Okay, I just tested it. Yeah. Okay, going back to mute here. So, strange. I think it might. I know, sometimes, you know, like things that you have. I mean, I have the special headphones that I got from my work, and you have to have this dual phone jack, but, you know, maybe someday I'll be able to upgrade some of my equipment here. Let's see what time it is. I think I'm actually going to play Angelo's song again. Like I said, I was going to play it a couple times on my show. Have I played all the songs I wanted to play? Okay, I'm going to play once again Delusions of Grandeur by Angelo, who will be a guest on my show next week, and I'll be back.
Delusions of Grandeur. When
song, but I'm having a blast. I'm pulling up my my hub pages. I'm actually going to read two articles from something that I wrote from there. And let's see. I'm just trying to post something. Let's just pull this up. Why is it not working? Okay. All right. Okay. Something that I actually wrote on my hub pages. Never lower your standards and never settle for less than you're worth. Now, never lower your standards. When you settle, what you get is beneath you. In this world, none of us are perfect. I'm always the first one to say I am imperfectly perfect. We all have our flaws. We have made mistakes. But remember, your past bad mistakes are just learning experiences. And if you do have a learning experience, just to remember, never do it again. I learned never to settle and has brought grand happiness into my life. I had once settled and it was the biggest mistake in my life. No woman should ever have to settle for what her self-worth is. Wait, before you make the biggest mistake of your life, well, you do learn from your mistakes. I know I repeat. But you know something? There is a big, huge world out there, and life is about discovering yourself. Follow your path. You know what your path is. It is etched into your heart and soul. There's nothing written, but you know you must follow your path. If you don't follow your path, you will regret it for the rest of your life. You just have to take the bull by the horns and hang on to one hell of a ride. I can't tell you how to follow your path. It's just a feeling you get inside and try not to stray from it. I did a few times, but let me say, I basically have been staying on it for so many years now. I learned not to settle, and you know what happened? I was able to find the most brilliant people who have helped push me. That, indeed, is a gift from God. Let me mention one thing. I will not push what I believe in my heart about my beliefs about God, and I won't condemn someone if they believe in something different than myself. Do that many people who are more open-minded, kind-hearted, to think like this. If you really think about it, if God is supposed to create all living things, do you think God would really want any of us to sit and point fingers at one another and tell people they are bad because they are different than we are? The answer is no. Basically, we should learn to coexist somehow. Maybe we could all learn from each other, and maybe that would even help to expand our paths and to grow with each other. I know not a lot of people will think like I am, but my mind was opened up so long ago, and I keep continuing to educate myself with people who have the knowledge to pass on to me, and then in return I can pass it on to others also. Sometimes you learn through people and not just in schools. You learn through life and real love. You can find people that are real and not fake and believe you. You find those people that are good and your life will become golden too. Okay, here is another one. The other one that I'm going to read. I wanted to post. Let's see. Just trying to bring another one up. Trying to Google it. Let's see. Okay, where is that? Let's see what we... let's see, I'm trying to find... where did it go? Okay, where is it? There was one that I wanted to read. I know it's around here somewhere. Looking on my page. Well, maybe I can put that on here. Here you go. Excuse me. I'm searching on the site here. Where did it go? I'm just trying to find something, and I just had it. Maybe I can go back to my Pinterest board. and find it through that. Let's see. Where did we go? Where did you go? Hello, where is my... Yes, I know that's me. And I'm trying to find my articles here. Let's see, the best products that I just saw about. Where did go? Oh, here we go. Let's see. I thought I pinned it already. Did I pin it? Okay. I'm just trying to share something. I thought I could just share it from here. Okay, let's try this again. I'm trying to bring this up. Okay, why is it not? Okay. Let's see. I think it's finally going on. Okay, I think I finally found it. Okay, that's going to be correct. Sorry, people, you can't see what I'm doing. just trying to bring this up. It's another article I'm trying to find. Another one that I wrote. The best revenge is no revenge. Well, with life, sometimes best revenge is to sigh and move on into nothing. Easy answer. The best revenge is no revenge. The added saying to that is about karma dishing out what someone else deserved, and hopefully God lets you watch. I don't care those that hurt me in the past, that karma gets them or has gotten them already. I'm more focused on things I'm doing in my life. Before social media, we just went with the flow and growing and just growing. Of course, in things I do, many can see, and I have nothing to hide. It's just a matter about the past, and even if people did hurt me in the past of any guy, I learned to keep focused on the here and now, what is going on in my life. I'm content and I can breathe. People that come to see my life know I do not live a drama in my life, and those that are around me can also breathe easily too. My life doesn't really have much complications in it anymore, and I like that. Sometimes less is better. I learned quite a while ago to subtract and only add on with anyone that is going to add to my life and not take away from it. Going forward is easier than I ever thought. Advancement in my own life can happen, but I am the one that has to make it happen and no one else. If you want to become successful in your own life, you need to take steps to ensure your future, or if you don't, your future is going to basically going to be the same, like how your present is now and what you really want to have a better future in the first place. If you're looking to see that other people are happy and it makes you angry deep down inside, there's something wrong with you. That means you are not happy, and thus you have made yourself unhappy because you are literally pissed off because people made their own way in life and became successful in their own way. I learned, and yes, repeating myself, that those that did me wrong, the best thing to do is to move on with my own flow and keep going. Even if the farther future may be at a distance, as an example in my own life, I want six-pack abs. Now, granted, to get the six-pack abs, it will be in my father future, but here, I'm now focused on the gym and going and working on defining my six-pack abs for exercise at the gym. Well, basically, the last couple of weeks, I've kind of been not at the gym now. Granted, nutrition is a big part, too, but in the present, at least I'm taking steps to getting six-pack abs. Now, I know people have the money. There are tons of shortcuts to get six-pack abs, like getting a stomach operation, Botox, liposuction, and many things. But the hard, continued work will have to fall to keep six-pack abs. I think of what I'm doing is building up from the inside out. Yes, it's continued hard work, but I'm working to get six-pack abs. I'm happy to start seeing results after a month. Granted, I do see when I eat some junk food, my stomach does get a little bit bloated. But working it off with working out extra, I still once in a while can have a fun junk day, but have to remember that I can't just consume terrible foods or junk foods all the time because I never achieve the end result. So that was just a tiny example of what I'm focused on and need not worry about karma going back and getting others and striking them down. Of course, going even further with getting my inner core stronger and not just the six-pack abs, getting into the best shape I can will help me while working on things because I need a little bit of strength for things of what I want to do because I have to be more focused in things such as this example swinging from a helicopter ladder from a helicopter. And knowing is going to have me be at my best. Granted, I do know that I have to have some sort of harness attached to me while hanging from the helicopter, but I'll be dangling from the ladder with no one around me. The things in my life I may want to do is once again in the farther future, like swing a helicopter. Thus, I must work out in the present as much as I can so I can be ready in the farther future for things like swinging from a helicopter. So when people keep talking about karma and thinking karma has gotten people in the past, so what? Really? So what? I also don't care because here and now in my life, what I see in front of me doesn't matter. I get to love the things and people that are in my life because everything that evolves in my circle helps to ensure my future is something I never dreamed of. I'm thankful things happened to me in the past because I would have been stuck too, like so many people. I can't thank God and the universe enough for helping to grab my hand and saying, you will someday see the bigger picture. Well, here and now I finally see the bigger picture. Actually, I'm saying big picture. There's a lot of warmth and sun that, blah, blah, blah. I think I need some coffee. There's a lot of warmth and the sun will be shining a lot brighter every day. How can I not be thankful for everything that has happened and everything that is happening at this very second? So I say, thank you, God. Thank you, universe. I indeed had many blessings that were disguised and I didn't know at times in my life that they actually were. So every day I'm very thankful. I'll just keep going forward and never have to look back because I'd rather look up to see the sun which shines down on me than to look back and only see shadows. Life is golden. No need for revenge. Happiness is satisfaction that comes when your life is golden. I most certainly will always want to stay that way. Okay, let's see. I wanted to see if there was any other songs. I think I've played all the songs. So I'm going to end the show here. Once again, next week I will be having a young man. Well, he's not that young anymore. He was actually the age of 13 from Menudo on my show, Angelo Garcia. And I will be ending the show once again with this song. Enjoy playing it. And everyone, thank you for joining Ninja Sundays. And everyone, enjoy the rest of your day. And this is Delusions of Grandeur. Once again, this is Angelo Garcia. You can check out his Facebook page. He does a lot of videos, very sexy man indeed. So check him out there, and everyone enjoy the rest of your Sunday.
Delusions of grandeur.